That's not to say I don't want the riches and rewards that come with being a fancy-panted writer or author on the East Coast, although how this book will get written is still a mystery at this point. Perhaps an as-of-yet-invented computer program called AutoWriter or something like that will come about. Then I could just punch in a few lines and run it through the Pithy program, and that will be that. I imagine that I will be asked to attend marvelous parties where witty bon mots and cutting retorts meet each other in midair where they joust in a gentleman's game to the death. In fact, I'm quite sure that I will be feted at the rather large Upper West Side co-op of someone I've never met, but who will host my literary coming out party. Her name will be something like Deirdre Harwick, granddaughter of Newt Harwick and heir to the Harwick fortune. Newt Harwick invented the non-disposable condom. It's true, look it up. She's very generous with her time and money. Just some of the numerous charities that she works for include Operation Hang Upside Down for Africa, Friends United to Eradicate Blind Indians, the Society for the Improvement of Performance-Enhanced Athletes, and Diamondcology, to name just a few. I can only imagine, because it hasn't happened yet, silly, what one of these soirees would be like. First, there's the invitation. I suppose it's creative and artsy and perhaps a gilded canary's head with a script written in rubies and AOL stock certificates. It is most likely hand-delivered by an old Punjabi man with a sophisticated British accent. It comes at the bottom of a refreshing glass of Bombay gin over ice. I thought that was a canary's head, I will say with delight as I drain the glass and break it just inches away from the Punjabi man's head. Of course I accept this fine, fine honor. I will see you in one fortnight. Here's a halfpenny for your troubles, good sir. Then the big day arrives, and because I'm so cool, I will ride my bike up to the imposing building, feigning ignorance that there's a town car that they've sent waiting forlornly outside my East Village apartment. Oh, shoot, sorry about that, I had no idea, I rode my bike up here. No worries, it's a beautiful night out, I rode through the park, I liked it. And now, they're going to look on me as a real person, with no pretense or shame. Tight elderly women will grab me by the arm and direct me toward various groups of well-behaved and turtlenecked adults. Look, there's Joan Van Whistler, author of And the Devil Went to the Bathroom. She very much wants to meet you. And in the kitchen is Donovan Yeast. He wrote that wonderful On a Winter's Wind Will Ride, a Susan Gerber mystery. I will meet them all and look down at my shoes, humbly. Although I will be in quiet ecstasy, I will laugh softly and secretly play with my erection through the hole in my pocket. Ha ha! That hole is from my 9-year-old pair of pants that I've kept as a reminder of when I was poor and irresponsible. Now look where they are! In a rich lady's kitchen! Oh, if my penis only knew. It does! I will entertain, no, delight strangers with true stories of my semi-tragic youth, my broken family, what it was like to be a poor Jew in suburban Atlanta. Will there be any amongst them that can relate? Will someone step up and through the use of a clever but not particularly apt analogy be able to capture what it was like for me in one pithy comment? If not, I will provide the analogy myself and move on in a feigned attempt at not wanting to make my host uncomfortable. Yes, yes, who wants another Pimm's cup? I will, of course, be invited to accompany my new friends on their little vacations to all kinds of glamorous and colorful locales. No, I've never eaten a plush fruit before. I've never even heard of it, I'll say, resulting in overdramatic and urgent inhalations followed by pleadings that I must promise that I will go with them on their boat to Guahinya Island, where they have the best plush fruit in all the world. You can pick it right out of the basket that the local children put all their just-picked plush fruits in after scampering down the tree trunks. I will be sort of a mascot for these richy riches, the personification of their charity and largesse. Perhaps I will find myself in the middle of a bidding war between Grand Central Publishing and the Royal Family of Great Britain, who, after reading this book, will offer me an honorary titleship and an all-expenses-paid 10-day muckabout in England, in exchange for writing a humorous calendar for them in which for each day there will appear something amusing to think about. Example: if your sister wears the same tampon to her wedding and your mama's funeral, you might be a redneck. There would be an illustration to accompany the text in case of any potential cultural misunderstanding. Well, okay, enough wasteful daydreaming. Let's write a fucking book, shall we? I mean, me? Yes.